Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As the coronavirus outbreak continues to rack the health of people and the economy of the nation, economists are trying to see what's ahead. States and businesses now can't count on more federal coronavirus relief after President Trump halted negotiations with Congress on a stimulus bill until after the election. Watching all this is Eric Rosengren, President and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. We spoke with him about the Fed's concerns for the months ahead.
One of the concerns is that the pandemic is not under control in many parts of the country. As long as the pandemic is a problem, there's a problem for the economy. So I am concerned that as we get into the fall, the economy is going to be weaker than we had hoped. And I was hoping that we might be able to get some fiscal policy by this time. It looks like there's not going to be agreement on fiscal policy. Fiscal policy is the appropriate tool when interest rates are already very low and the economy is very weak.
The president said Tuesday this week that he wants to stop negotiations with Congress on the coronavirus stimulus bill until after the election, and then later implied that maybe certain parts of it could be taken up piecemeal. What do you make of that?
If we want to have a quick recovery or any kind of robust recovery, I think it's going to require more fiscal stimulus, particularly because we did not get the public health issues correct. It's obviously much better if people wear masks, socially distance, and we solve the problem in the public health standpoint. But if we're not going to do that, the more that we get the public health wrong, the more it's going to cost with fiscal policy if we want to avoid a very slow recovery.
The president says on Twitter that the national economy is doing well, coming back in record numbers. How would you characterize it?
7.9% unemployment is a very high unemployment rate. More of those unemployed people have been unemployed for a long period of time. In addition, I would highlight that many people are now having to pull out of the workforce. So when you have a pandemic and there's not childcare, that means that one of the parents has to stay home because there are children at home and you can't leave children in a house without any kind of supervision. Unfortunately, that tends to disproportionately fall on women. So that is a lingering problem that I think is also going to be a significant headwind to the economy.
You have said the most difficult part of the recovery here in the Boston area is still ahead of us. What do you mean by that? Why is that?
So if you look at the epidemiological models, they indicate that the fall and winter are going to be much worse. That's going to mean that it's a longer period where restaurants, retailers, many other types of organizations that thought that they might be up and running now will not be up and running. That means more closures. That means more severing of employment. Let's say you're a hotel worker. It's going to be very hard to find another hotel that's actually interested in hiring you in the middle of a pandemic.
Given the stress that all of that puts on banks, do you see that there are banks that are in danger of failing?
So the good news is that banks came in much better capitalized than they did in the last two recessions. So they have much more of a cushion. The supervisors have allowed forbearance so that they could work with the borrowers. What we're seeing as we get into the fall is more of those banks are no longer going to be willing to provide forbearance. That means they're going to require that borrowers start coming up with more funds. If they can't come up with more funds, there's likely to be more foreclosures. That's true for mortgages. That's also true for firms. Right now, we're basically at lending standards that were equivalent to the financial crisis. I'm hopeful that we don't see widespread losses at banks, but I think depending on how bad the pandemic gets and how bad the economy is, the longer this lasts, the more likely that we start seeing more financial fragility.
President Rosengren, I have to say it's not a very rosy picture.
It's not as rosy as I was hoping to have by this time.
Eric Rosengren, President and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, thanks very much for speaking with WBUR.
Good talking with you, Bob.